everyone. Welcome to Tech Unrec, brought to you by Vivacity Tech PBC. Tech Unrec is a podcast for educators and technology experts in the K-12 space to learn, share, and grow their knowledge on ways to unwreck their school tech.
I'm Nikki, your host for today's episode on professional development. As a former teacher and professional development specialist, I am really passionate about helping educators use technology effectively. On this episode, I'm joined by Nicole Levy and Dave Gaglione, who just completed 2 days of Google training at Luther Memorial School in Cleveland. During our conversation, we dive into teachers' training experiences, the school's ROI on PD, and why they choose to bring me back to facilitate their training year after year. I feel like this is special. Us, all three of us in this room, around this table, chatting for lots of reasons. So one, we have just finished professional development. It was day 4 for your teachers of PD.
Day 4.
Yeah. And they were troopers going strong, your teachers. School is starting on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
Yeah. And how are you feeling about the start of the school year?
I'm a hot mess right now.
Okay. Teachers can relate. The whole audience. Yeah.
I'm a hot mess just because there's just a lot of stuff to do, a lot of little details. Every day I just think about something that I forgot to tell somebody that they need to know. And I try really hard to be very good at communicating all the things to all the people. So it's just stressing me out. So we just got done with the construction project in the building. So we're cleaning everything up and getting things back in place. It just seems like the summer went so, so fast. All that being said, the things that we've done and put in place this summer, I'm more excited about this school year than I've been about any school year ever.
So for our audience listening, the person who you just heard talking is Dave.
My name's Dave Gaglione. I'm the vice principal here at Luther Memorial.
On the podcast, I also have Nicole Levy. So I'm going to have Nicole introduce herself and provide her role as we continue this chat here today.
Yeah, so my name is Nicole Levy. I'm the principal here at Luther Memorial. This is my 11th year somehow, starting a school year in this role. And I think I feel a little bit less stressed and overwhelmed than Dave because we have really great people. And I think they're very much prepared to welcome our kids, to get the school year started. And I just know that all the pieces that aren't done, which are numerous, right? There are so many things that still have to come together and so many things that need to get done and so many things on our to-do list, but those things will all get done. And I'm just so excited for the team that we have and the work that we've done together so far and the work that we're continuing to do and what that will mean for our kids coming into the school year. So definitely feeling the stress and the exhaustion of the start of a school year, but just really excited about all of the things that we have in place that are going to make us successful.
Yeah. And I think that's what makes me and Nicole work so well. It's I'm the one that gets anxious and worries about all those little details. I'm the detailed person where she deals with more of the macro things, which I think it's easier to not be stressed when you're thinking about the macro things and you see the big picture. And I just focus more on getting all those little things put in place.
Yeah.
That's why we work so well together.
Yeah. Dave definitely makes sure things move forward. And I help make sure that everything fits together into that big picture and we're focusing on the right things. And it's awesome. It's a good place to be, I think. Not that there aren't frustrations, no.
All that being said, again, as I said, I've never been so excited for a school year. And I think we have put together the best staff that we've ever had here. And it's on more levels than we've ever had before. So it's just very exciting.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, I'm excited. I know I kicked off by saying this is special having us around this table because I've had the opportunity to work with you and think bigger picture as you come into the school year with your teachers when it comes to professional development, which is what our topic here is about today for the podcast, talking about why professional development is so important. I just wanted to kick off with PD literally just ending an hour ago. Here we are at this table. But why do you find that so important for your teachers? Because you've been doing PD and getting support from outside sources and bringing them in now for 5 years, if not more. So why is it so important to the two of you?
I think for me, the biggest benefit of professional development is as an individual, you don't always know what you don't know. And so by bringing in people who know more than you do in areas where you know your teachers need growth or your teachers need support or your teachers need just someone to come alongside of them, bringing an expert in who knows what they're talking about and knows the questions that you don't even know to ask has such a huge benefit to the overall like health of our program.
And I think for me, my career is a little bit less conventional than most because I started off substitute teaching as I was going back to get my teaching degree.
Okay.
So I learned to be a teacher by being in the classroom, not like going to sitting in a college classroom. So I was just always just sucking up and stealing ideas from everybody. So I love to go somewhere else and steal ideas from them. And I just think with these PDs, we just expose our teachers to things that they can steal and like reshape into their own. So the more things you have in your toolbox, the better off you are to succeed at engaging the kids and having a successful year.
Okay, so talk to me a little bit about your demographic and the kind of student that you support so that way your teachers can help better support them through the PD that you give.
Yeah, so we serve an incredibly diverse population here in the city of Cleveland. Primarily, our students come from low-income families and are able to attend with the scholarship programs that are available in the state of Ohio. And so our teachers have to be prepared to teach students from a whole lot of different backgrounds, a whole lot of different cultures, a whole lot of different experiences, and be able to pull that all together into a cohesive plan for the year to meet the needs of all of these students who come in just with a huge variance of what their needs are to really help them be the most successful student that they can be.
And do you do PD typically to kick off the school year and to wrap up the school year, or are you providing professional development to your teachers throughout the year?
So we really focus on doing it before the school year starts and at the end of the year. And Nicole always puts it best is that in the middle of the school year, what our teachers need more than a PD is just a day off. So we don't really do very much, almost no PD during the school year. And I think that's, it just mucks up the works a little bit, I think, doing it in the middle of the year.
Yeah. And so the point of professional development, obviously, is for your teachers to learn things that they can use, right? And to be able to learn things, you have to be in a space where you can think about things and when you can figure out how to integrate them. And so by starting the school year with professional development, the idea is to give our teachers really practical skills that they can use in their classroom. So as they're setting things up, as they're making their plans for their year, as they're thinking through those opening lesson plans and how they're going to approach different things in their classrooms, they have a few new tricks. They have a few new things that they can put on there. And then at the end of the school year, it's great to wrap up with that because then they have the summer to think about those things. And so we're intentional in what we pick for which time of the year. And so that at the end of summer or at the end of the school year, we pick things that maybe are going to take more prep work or more time to think about or more time to think how they're going to integrate it into lessons. So they have time to create some of those things because teachers work over the summer. You know, teachers are thinking about things over the summer. They're creating lesson plans, they're creating materials. And so we want them to be well equipped to do that. But if you're in October and you've been through the first couple of months of school and you're tired, you don't want to sit and listen to someone talk for 6 hours and then say, all right, I have a whole stack of papers to grade. I don't have time to like figure out this new piece of technology. I don't have time to figure out how to integrate this new concept into what I'm doing. And then it just becomes useless, I think, because if you're not going to integrate it, what's the point?
Yeah.
So we try to be really intentional about what we do when, and also just giving our teachers a break during the school year on those days.
And so I think if we do PD in the middle of the school year, our teachers are going to spend time grading papers or lesson planning or doing schoolwork, and they're not going to get the true benefit of that. The people that we were bringing in are not going to get our teachers' undivided attention because they have so much on their minds already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when we say we don't do professional development during the school year, I think that's not entirely accurate. I mean, we don't do new concepts or new things throughout the school year, but we do provide support for the things that they have learned and done, for things that we are integrating. And part of that is through our partnership with the people who come in and provide that professional development of making sure that our teachers know how to contact, know how to ask questions, know how to follow up, have access to the resources that are available to them. But it becomes more on their own, like they have to take ownership of that to use it. So
yeah, you've used the word intentional quite a bit. And I love that word. So when we're thinking about intention and you're thinking about PD for the end of the school year or the beginning of the school year, and even how to support the teachers throughout with those concepts, how do you decide what topics to provide PD on?
Me and Nicole will just sit down and just decide, here's the things that we think that we need to hit this year. I mean, for sure, we have started and finished our year with Nikki Acevedo the last 5 years. Like, that's like, it's a part of our culture. One, she was just an excellent, excellent trainer, but she's also a personal friend of ours. So it's nice, like, this part, but like, we're all about culture as in relationships. So the fact that we have that relationship already built in and she brings such quality stuff to our teachers, like, that's where we start. We plan, where can we fit Nikki in? And at the end, or before the school year. And then, what do we need? What are things that our teachers struggled with this year? Where do we want to go? What's something we haven't done that's the next place that LMS wants to go?
And are you also asking teachers?
Yeah, so I think that's one huge benefit of having Dave in administration now is it gives him the time to really lean into his relational strengths because he is in classrooms every day, talking to teachers, seeing what their needs are. So he brings a fresh perspective for me to really be able to cater what we're choosing in professional development to be what our teachers need, because then if they need it, they will be motivated to learn it and to use it. So it doesn't just become I've got this much money in title funding that I have to spend. So let's find something that we can just throw at teachers, check that box, say we've done it. We want to make it beneficial for our teachers and for the students that they teach.
And it's sometimes things that I see that they're never going to say that they need. They've never admit that they need. But I think at the end of the day that they're glad that they get that box filled that was kind of not as full as they would want it to have been before, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And you do a lot of on-site PD or doing some type of hybrid PD, sending teachers to like workshops or even conferences. But you bring in external sources, experts to come in. Is that also intentional in doing that?
Yeah, I think a lot of that leans into just my preference of I learn so much better from a person that I can talk to and eat lunch with and our teachers to have access to in a different way than just, all right, I'm going to sit in an auditorium with 1,000 other people and listen to someone talk. Like, yes, that can be super inspirational. But at LMS, one of our core values really functionally is just those relationships that you build with people and what that means. And I think that's hard to do through a computer screen or in a conference where you're just a face amongst a whole sea of faces. And then when we have trainers who come in, who are consistent, then they get to know us, they know our building, they can make recommendations like you do and how we approach things of like, hey, your teachers really seem to be struggling with this. Maybe this is something we should consider moving forward as we walk through this together. And technology leans itself into that really well, right? Because it's always changing. There's always new things to learn. There's always new skills. And as new teachers come in, learning how to use our equipment and all of that has been hugely beneficial, keeping our teachers current and able to use what's available to them.
Mm-hmm. So. I think the benefit of having that relationship, that one-on-one, and I'm going to keep using you as an example, Nikki, like we have a very good friendship and relationship that goes above and beyond this. I can reach out to you at any time and ask you a question about some tech thing, and I can get that support. I'm not going to get that if I go to some conference or if I'm sitting in a hall with 600 other people. Like that's what's beneficial to me. I think that's one of my strengths is building relationships. And like, I just, once I build those relationships, I feel so much more comfortable talking to people about stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I feel that's part of the nostalgia too. And coming back to Luther every year, just seeing all the growth that has happened here. Also seeing, and this is my next question for you, the investment that has come from you doing PD. So do you see the investment after the fact with your teachers based on the professional development that they're receiving? And if you could talk just a little bit more to how you see that.
Yeah, like you always want to look at like your return on investment, right? Because bringing in people, it's not free, you know, when you want to pay for travel and stay and someone to come and talk to a relatively small staff, you do want to make sure that there is a benefit coming from that. And so we do watch and see like, okay, that professional development was not useful through this company. We're not going to use them anymore. Maybe it was some really nice things, but it wasn't practical for our teachers. We didn't see it implemented. And then when we find people who are great, it's like, all right, let's lean into that because we know that there's a return on that investment of our teachers' time. Because that's huge. Teacher time is incredibly valuable. And also in our planning and in what we're choosing to do. And then also in the cost of it, the financial piece of that as well. Like funds aren't unlimited. Mm-hmm. And so making choices that we know we're going to see benefits from is huge. And part of that is talking with our teachers, like, okay, how did that go? Were you interested in this? Will it be used in your classroom? And how will that work? And we've seen specifically in our technology professional developments that we've done, teachers who like were admittedly afraid of technology, really leaning into that and using it in their classrooms. And as our staff changes, we're seeing a lot of like new teachers come in and young teachers come in who are very technologically literate, right? And so being able to build onto those strengths and give them additional tools that they don't know yet. It's been really cool to see how all of those pieces kind of come together. And finding something that works for that very like varied group of people is tricky.
There's a huge investment that we have put in into technology and putting it into the classroom to empower the staff to engage the students. And I think that's something we have to continue to keep. That's the investment we have to keep making because that's where everyone's going. That's how we're going to hook our kids into learning.
Yeah.
So the more technology that we have, the more different ways we have and the different tricks we have to engage them is just that's how we have to invest. And the classes that have the biggest engagement use technology typically better than the ones who don't.
Can you just help our readers to understand the technology that you're talking about that you've made the investment in? What do your teachers have access to in the classroom and the students?
Yeah, sure. We want to make sure that our teachers have all the tools that they need. and so we have Clever Touch Boards in every single classroom, which is an amazing tool. It can do so many things. We love that multiple students can be working on it at the same time. We have document cameras that teachers can use, not only to be able to easily display whatever book they're reading, but as rewards for students because they love seeing themselves up on the board, you know, like flip the camera up, let them do a little dance. And that's a huge reward for them. We have Chromebooks for every single student throughout our building. What else do we have? We have
some of the younger grades have iPads. Yeah.
iPads looking, getting some different tablet options. And we've also invested in technology specifically for teacher use. We just got some new laptops in that can be used as a tablet, which will connect to our Clever Touch boards, which frees our teachers up to interact with their board from anywhere in the room. They can walk around holding this tablet, interacting with their board.
And just that piece of not being tethered to the board adds another dimension to like classroom management because you can keep working on the board, writing any notes that you want to write, but now you're circling around the room. And just that proximity, I think, just gives a little bit more control to the classroom.
Yeah, and that's just a natural progression of something that Dave was seeing in classrooms. Like, okay, when a teacher is standing at the board, using the board, then there becomes this barrier where the kids in the back know, oh, they're up there. I'm fine. No one's paying attention to what I'm doing. And so that became a management issue for our teachers. We're like, okay, there has to be a piece of technology that will solve this. You know, like there has to be something that can fix this for our teachers and make it easier to be present throughout their classroom while still making use of the Clever Touch boards that are already there. And so I think it's just paying attention and seeing how that connects to student behavior. And so we'll see. We'll see how this works, if our teachers will use it, if they'll actually walk around and interact with their Clever Touch boards, with their new laptops, and how that all works out.
So you've given your teachers quite a bit of kudos in terms of what they're learning in PD and how they're implementing that moving forward, talked about the technology that you have, but I feel it's necessary to also talk about the role that the two of you have. And then I come into schools like yours, and as the principal and vice principal of the school, you're setting the expectation and taking part in the professional development alongside of your teachers. Have you ever thought about what that says to them as they're sitting through a PD, like you also being there with the school you're about to start and all the other things that they're thinking about, but like the role that you play in the value that the PD is providing?
Well, see, I never thought about it like that. From my perspective, we've invited guests into our building. I want to treat them with respect and show them that I'm interested in what they're offering too. So that's my perspective on it.
Yeah, I think part of it is I just want to learn. I mean, like, oh, Pear Deck is super cool. I didn't know all those possibilities, but even just the intro that you did for our professional development today, I was like, wow, I can integrate that into my class that I do. Because I think first and foremost, Dave and I are both teachers. And that's how we approach our staff as well, is in more of a teacher mentality. And so I want to be learning what they are learning, so that if I'm asking them to do it, that I know what it is in the first place. You know, I can't say, hey, why don't you use Pear Deck? Oh, this lesson would be so enhanced by if you just made these slides interactive and sent them out to your students. I'm not going to be able to do that and follow up and make sure that our PD is useful if I don't know what they're learning. And I think that's a really important piece of it. And the time piece of it absolutely stresses me out. I'm sitting there thinking, I have 4 million things that I need to accomplish. And like, I need to get this done. I need to get that done. I need to get this done. But I can do that later. You're here for this time. And I want my teachers to do it. So I want to show them that it's important because they also have a lot of things to be doing. You know, I'm not the only one sitting there with a to-do list. Mm-hmm. And so I think it does add to the weight of the importance that we're placing on the professional development that we've intentionally chosen for them. It just sets that example.
I hope your teachers took a lot away from the PD, and we're doing PD again tomorrow. So mm-hmm. I appreciate you allowing me the opportunity to snag you at the end of the day here while your list is probably growing longer of all the things you need to do, just to chat about PD because, as again, the school year starts, so many schools are starting to facilitate professional development, but it looks different in every school. And being here at Vivacity and this being a new offering, we're just so excited to sit down to talk to someone who has done it and has seen the success in it and is continuing to do it. So I appreciate your time, both of you. Thank you so much. Before I let you go, I got one last question for you. So for all of our audience members listening, if they want to learn more about Luther Memorial and all the great things that are happening here, how do they go about following? Is there a hashtag, some type of handle that they can, yeah, tell me the things.
So you can follow us on Instagram at Luther_Memorial_school. And you can follow us on Facebook at Luther Memorial LMS.
Okay. Dave, Nicole, thank you so much for your time. And we got tomorrow together. So
thank you for asking us. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. Thanks, guys. And we'll talk more PD.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Tech Unwrecked. If you had as much fun as we did and want to keep exploring new ways to unwreck tech, make sure to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. You can stay connected and see what we're up to by following us on Instagram at Tech Unwrecked and on X at T Unwrecked.